doctor out in Serbia.
Yeah. One last group that I would like to advocate for is, you know, I'd like to make sure that we include members of the South Bay LGBTQX community to participate as well. And I think that's really a necessary group that we need to be able to include into this discussion as well.
I concur. Thank you for that. Anybody else? All right, I think we can move on from there.
Dr. Rogers. Okay. So the next slide, I'll have Carol go forth and cover the next steps.
Thank you. So the next steps for us are going to be finalizing that stakeholder survey. We're going to have it translated into Spanish, but also into Tagalog to make sure that it's accessible by more people. We're going to work with our district point of contact to get that survey link posted on the website and to start notifying our stakeholder groups of scheduled sessions for when we'd like them to come and talk to us. And then also we'll need to work within this to figure out who is going to do the translator. We have some translators on campus at SDCOE that can assist, but we may need a little bit of help finding somebody who can translate quickly in Tagalog into English. And then also identify the best time of day to conduct stakeholder sessions. Some people, you know, if it's a parent group, they're going to need to be probably in the evening, but we might be able to do something in the later afternoons with some of the groups, you know, that are already on campus. And all of these stakeholder group sessions will be conducted via Zoom. So at this point, we're just going to be looking forward to getting started, getting everything up and running and ready to go and start getting that input that I know that everybody really wants.
All right. And I think, oops, that's actually the last slide that we have.
Okay. Thank you. Why don't we have one, I believe we have one. Mr. Dr. Onsiwa, do you have your hand up? Or no, you don't. Deanne, do we have one more public comment?
Yes, we have someone join. Dr. Elvia Estrella.
Hi, can you all hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you. Perfect. Thank you so much. My name is Elvia Estrella. I'm here speaking as an individual. And after listening to the conversation, you all have addressed my concerns about silencing the Latino vote on the list of Latino voice on the list of stakeholders. Yes, we have a comment. Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, this is Elvia Estrella. I'm here speaking as an individual, and I just wanted to say, after listening to the conversation about the stakeholders group, I just want to say thank you now to be able to add our Latino voice, that we serve a large population in our school district, and I wanted to make sure that our Latino voice was part of this community also.
Thank you.
I want to make sure that I echo Mr. Tarantino's comments regarding the caution to do a nationwide search. As he has mentioned, we have had superintendents that have come outside of our state and have been union busters. So we've built a labor partnership, and I want to be able to make sure that we sustain that in our search for a superintendent. So thank you so much for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Estrella. I would concur, and I would agree wholeheartedly with Mr. Tarantino, what he said earlier about the going outside the state of California, Texas. I don't think Texas is really somebody from there is really going to work for us. And you know, we've been building, and we've had a real good relationship with our labor partners since we've been here, and I like that continue. So I know that's very critical to me, and I'm sure it's to a number of us, if not all of us. So I just wanted to say that too in public. Did we have any more questions or comments about our process?
Thank you, President Segura. Yeah, just with regards to the Zoom meetings, are we going to have translators there for Spanish or Tagalog? I know you had mentioned translating the pamphlet, but so it will be good.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, first, thank you.
Dr. Sevilla, did you have something?
Yeah, no, I just want to say thank you to Carol and Yolanda for taking this on. I know this is a mammoth effort and on your part in terms of trying to capture the voices of, you know, 40,000, 50,000 students' parents. So I can't imagine what that's going to be like, but I really appreciate and laud your efforts. Our meeting last week was really informative, and I think it was really free-flowing and positive in terms of trying to get the best information. And I wish you so much luck, and I thank you again for all the efforts that you're putting into this.
All right, Mr. Tarantino.
Yes, I had a question about the timeline, and I was wondering if all the board members have had an opportunity to look at the dates that are proposed in terms of that we don't meet as a board on our regular board meeting days. Are all those dates okay with everybody, or at what point do we say they are or they aren't?
Mr. Tarantino, Trustee Tarantino, I think what from what I understood from the presentation, those are kind of target dates so that we adjust our schedules around those target dates. Is that correct, Yolanda, or am I incorrect in that assumption?
Our goal is to not have to have many special meetings. So on the actual timeline, we have the week of. And so if it's a little bit confusing, I want to clarify it. So some things will happen the week of. The time, certain dates, the only, I'm taking a look, Carol can correct me if I'm incorrect, but when it comes, I think March 8th is already a board meeting, is that correct?
Yes.
So our next presentation to the board as a whole will be to deliver the synthesis of data that we gained from the stakeholder groups. We will send weekly updates via email for you all each week, so you'll know the update on the process. The other meeting that I can gather here that will be a meeting that's a special meeting will be the 19th, and that's when you announce the final selection. So we are trying to be mindful of your time and your schedules and not have to pull you frequently, but keep you updated at the same time.
I'll take a look at April 12th. BOE initial interviews closed session. It's those kind of dates that I'm talking about. April 17th to 18th, final interviews.
I get what you're saying. Yeah,
do you see what I'm saying? I don't know. Has everybody had a chance to look at those dates to make sure?
No.
I know it's far enough ahead, but I hate to, you know, at the last minute have to reschedule. So that's my concern.
I don't have any traveling plans right now, so I don't think it's going to be too much of a problem for me, but I defer to the others.
Yeah, I'm good with those dates. I have looked at them.
I have two. I'm good. So I just want to make sure everybody has.
We only have one board meeting in April, right? It's on the 26th.
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other questions or comments from the board? If not, we are done. All right. So with that,